From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Washington's Reagan National Airport will reopen Thursday for the first time since September 11th. It's the only major airport still closed after the terrorist attacks. Today, President Bush promised that the airport, located just 3 miles from the White House, will have the tightest security in the country. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
President Bush stood in the concourse of Reagan National Airport this morning between U.S. Airways gates 39 and 41. The still silent runways were visible through the plate glass behind him.
We're doing the right thing. We've taken our time. We can assure the American public, as best as we can, that we're taking the necessary safety precautions. Now it's time to start flying again.
The new reality at Reagan National Airport will include the presence of plainclothes U.S. Air Marshals aboard flights, new rules limiting carry-on items, random checks using a magnetic wand to scan passengers at the gate, and a check to make sure every identification matches the name on the boarding pass as people board the aircraft. There will be increased police and canine patrols of secure areas at the airport. Vehicles entering those areas will be closely scrutinized, and there will be mandatory pre-flight screening of all crews. Planes coming in to land will be required to have straight-line approaches, making them easier to track. The number of flights at Reagan National will be greatly reduced as well. For the next month or two, there'll be fewer than 200 per day, compared to four times that many prior to September 11th. There will be shuttles to New York and Boston and flights to just six other cities that serve as hubs for other major airlines: Atlanta, Pittsburgh, Chicago, Dallas, Minneapolis, and Newark. If all goes well, 10 more cities could be added 30 to 45 days later, bringing daily flight totals to 450. President Bush called the reopening symbolic.
I mean, we got struck hard on September the 11th. All of us know that. But you can't strike the American spirit. It's strong. It's vibrant. It's united. And by reopening this airport, we're making yet another statement to the terrorists. You can't win. Thank you all for being here.
That applause was coming from airport workers and from elected officials from Washington and Virginia who were worried about the huge economic impact the closure of the airport was having on the region. Tens of thousands of jobs were involved. There are some not so pleased by the president's decision, though. Paul Hudson is the executive director of the Aviation Consumer Action Project. He also sits on an FAA advisory committee on aviation security. He says Reagan National should not reopen, that the risk of having private and commercial planes flying near federal buildings in Washington is too great, even with the increased security measures.
If we allow even 200 planes a day to fly over a year's time, that means we're looking at over 60,000 flights. There's going to be a certain number of those that stray.
Hudson asks, what happens then?
The military is going to have some excruciating, difficult decisions to make. How do you know that the pilot's radio is not out of order versus it being a terrorist heading for the White House or the Capitol?
The White House insists that it is appropriate to reopen the airport under the new heightened safety arrangements. Meanwhile, a transportation task force dealing with airport security has submitted a report to Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta. That report goes even further than the White House in recommending new measures for airports all across the country. For example, it recommends making the federal government responsible for hiring, training, and supervising all baggage and passenger screeners. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.